Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I want to give a mass out to Carly Joy, who writes awesome and leaves a 5-star review. Do you guys know that these reviews mean everything to me? They're what helps get the message out there, promote the podcast, and let other people know, hey, there's something here worth listening to. So I so appreciate when you go in and rate, and yes, you hit the stars in your iTunes app, but you also have to scroll down just a little bit more to where it says leave a review, because the reviews are everything. They mean so much. So if you hit the stars, thank you. I so appreciate that. But if you go one step further and leave the review, then it's everything. So Carly Joy writes, hey, Amber, enjoyed hearing some of your podcasts. Going to continue listening. I'm subscribed. Great transformation. And congratulations. See you at the events. All the best. So thank you so much, Carly Joy. I so appreciate your time. It would mean the world to me if you'd hit pause right now, head into that iTunes app, and go to leave a review. Thank you so much.
This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program.
Hello, everybody, and today we are talking about a buzzword, superfoods. Maybe you see people's Instagram posts or Facebook posts that say, loving my blah, 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 superfood. Okay, I had no idea what a superfood meant and why that was a good thing. I was like, aren't all foods superfoods? I did not understand. So today's podcast is all about talking about superfoods, how to consume them for weight loss and weight management. All right, so if you're like me and you scrolled through, you're like, what is a superfood? And you're super confused. Well, let's first talk about what a superfood is. So I used to think about superfoods as like the super delicious foods. This is not what a superfood is, by the way. I would be scrolling on Pinterest and see a pretty cupcake with some delicious buttermilk frosting and think, now, hey, that must be a superfood, because it would taste super delicious. But turns out that's probably not what they mean. I also remember being 18 years old and I worked at Chili's Texas Grill in Calgary, and I was sitting at the bar eating nachos one day because I had no idea how to diet at the time. I was all restriction or all the carbs, all the fats. So at that time I wasn't on restriction. I was at all the carbs, all the fats, eating my nachos. And someone made a comment about how wasn't I on a diet and why was I eating nachos? And I said, screw it, I can't diet. Here I am eating nachos. I've given up on that. And I said, but earlier today I had some broccoli. She said, oh, don't you worry. That broccoli is a superfood. And I was like, does that mean if I eat some broccoli, I'll lose weight? No, does not mean that. But there is foods that we can eat that are going to be better for weight loss and weight management. So what is a superfood? A superfood is a food that is maybe better for our system. It is nutrient dense. Not only is it great with macronutrients, but also micronutrients, vitamins, minerals for efficient metabolic activity. Not all foods are made equal. So that broccoli that I had earlier that day that someone was talking about was going to contain more vitamins, more minerals than the nachos I was eating. Although delicious, probably weren't containing the things I needed to support weight loss and overall health. Now, why superfoods as opposed to sugary, carbohydrate-y, delicious things that I crave, especially in the winter? In the winter, I want sugary, carbohydrate-y things. But why? Like, why do we want these things? Because they help support overall weight management. They help with increased sports performance or just increased life performance. They help with faster muscle repair, recovery, and growth. They increase your blood chemistry. And I don't know if you ever had this. So maybe you've eaten lots of sugar, lots of carbohydrates, lots of high fat foods. You're not really paying attention to your diet. This has definitely happened to me. You know, I'd wake up, eat a bagel for snack. I'd probably go eat another bagel. I really like bagels, or maybe a donut. You know, lunch is a sandwich, and there's just lots of things in there. And it probably wasn't like lean turkey and some vegetables in my sandwich. It was probably like a pizza sub from Subway, because Subway's healthy, right? But I wasn't thinking about the foods that are going to support my brain functioning. But here's the thing, superfoods actually help to increase brain functioning. So mental clarity, more energy, less fatigue, less brain fog. And those things are so important to me. So now that we know a little bit about a superfood is, not a super delicious food, but a superfood, a nutrient-dense, macronutrient, micronutrient filled with vitamin and minerals, great for metabolic activity food, we can start to figure out what are some of these foods. Because here's the thing, these are the foods that are going to support weight loss. Let's be real, weight loss can be hard. You might be eating lower portions, less food, and you can be hungry. So we want to think about making sure that we're designing the foods that we're eating to support our lifestyle, to support our hunger needs, to support our natural bodily rhythms. Some of us are not hungry people in the morning, but we're hungry in the afternoon, we're hungry in the evening. There's other of us that are hungry in the morning, that mid-morning snack, oh, we need it, our tummy is grumbling, or we eat so much lunch. So let's talk about what are some superfoods, how to get those in that are going to be great to support our weight loss. All right, so let's first talk about apples. And why do I want to talk about apples? Because I am apple obsessed right now. I've been going to the grocery store and buying bushels of apples and eating them. We went to Costco and got this huge bag of apples and I ate it in like a week. I don't know what's up. I'm on some apple kick, which is weird because other times I don't like apples and I find they hurt my stomach. But apples are a superfood. They're great sources of vitamins A and C. They're high in soluble and insoluble fiber, and they're a great source of potassium. Here's one of the things about fullness. To create a feeling of fullness or satiety, we want both fiber and protein. Those things are really going to help with satiety. So if we're hungry in weight loss, you know, an apple is voluminous. It's a great whole fruit for weight loss. It's convenient. It's easy to bring around. It's high fiber to promote insulin regulation, and it's a low calorie carb source, which is great. And I love to pair apples with like maybe a little bit of cheese to get some protein in, or some fats in, but something that's not gonna be, I'm not talking a whole hunk of cheese. Yes, I weigh and measure my cheese, so usually it's 30 grams or 1 ounce. That's gonna help me to make sure it's in check, whether I'm having it as part of a snack, because that's about 100 calories. So if I'm having snacks, I usually want 1 to 200 calorie snacks to make sure I'm on track throughout the day. Now that's just me and planning snacks that are for you. Now, cheese here is not a superfood. Other fruit type of superfoods are things like blueberries. And man, when it comes like summertime and the blueberries come out, I am excited. These are a nutrient-dense source of carbohydrates. The skins are packed with minerals to support enzymes involved in the metabolic pathways. They are rich in vitamin C. Here's the thing, they are a low-calorie energy source. They're nutrient-dense. They're so good and they help for improved energy metabolism. Like, that just makes me want to eat more blueberries. I love blueberries. Let's talk about that broccoli. You heard me talk about broccoli in my chili story where I was eating nachos and someone's like, you got some broccoli, it's a superfood. And I was like, does that mean if I eat broccoli, I lose weight? No, it doesn't mean that. But there is some things that are great about broccoli that are going to keep me full. It's also high in fiber. It's great for vitamin C. It's great for promoting heart health and nervous system health. It's high fiber and it's nutrient dense and it's a low calorie food. So if I eat, one of the things that creates fullness in our stomach is that sensation of having lots of food in it, that volume. We have stretch receptors in our stomach, and when they're stretched, we're more likely to feel full. So if I put some broccoli in my tummy and have a bunch of it's gonna make me feel fuller, which is great. Another amazing superfood is wild salmon. So think about it. Think I'm pairing some wild salmon with some apples, maybe I cut up some apples, put it on top with some lemon or something. I've actually never done that. It's just an idea I had right now because I'm obsessed with apples. I could put on the side some broccoli, and I'm just getting this really nutrient-rich meal. It's high in omega-3s, contains doses of vitamins B, folate, thiamine. We have here, it's a good protein source. It's high in natural mineral content. It's powerful in anti-inflammatory food. Its fat promotes satiety. It's an excellent protein source. Like, woof, wild salmon just sounds good to me right now. But it's really thinking about, like, even these superfoods, if we're thinking about them, some of the qualities they possess. If I were to think about sitting down and eating a cheeseburger, I might think, yeah, that cheeseburger is going to taste good. It's going to feel good in the moment, but how am I going to feel if I eat cheeseburgers on the regular? Probably not as good. If I sit down, I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to eat some salmon, I'm going to have some broccoli, maybe some quinoa, which is also a superfood. I'm probably going to be thinking I'm going to have a little bit more energy, a little bit more vitalized. I'm thinking about not feeling guilty or ashamed after. Like, let's talk quinoa. I could pair that with my salmon. Like, this contains high fiber carbohydrates. Again, that higher fiber is great for satiety. It's a plant-based complete protein source. It's high in vitamins and minerals. It's an insulin-regulating carbohydrate. And here's the thing. I just think carbohydrates are bad. They're not all bad. Some carbohydrates can be great for us. Another carbohydrate I eat on the regular every day, probably multiple times a day. If you listen to Will's podcast, probably need to change that up. But oats and oatmeal, they are so good. They're an excellent source of soluble and insoluble fiber. They're a whole grain with higher protein content. They're slow digesting and they're satisfying. They're insulin regulating and they're fast preparation time. So if you think about a lot of the superfoods I've mentioned so far, like they have fiber, they're going to be satiating and they're providing good nutrients for our body. So we're not going to have so much brain fog. I'm just going to tell you about one of my other fave superfoods that I have every day. And that is flax seeds. They're a great source of unsaturated fats, omega-3s, and grinding the flax shell serves as a great fiber source. Now, one of the things is if you grind them, they facilitate digestion. So if you're someone that gets a little stuck, and that happens to me, that's why I eat the ground flax seeds, incorporating these into your diet regularly can really help with digestion. Now, start with a smaller amount because they do increase that digestion. If you take too much too soon, you might have to go to the bathroom a lot. So start small and low and work your way up. So these are some of the superfoods. They're maybe not the what you think of when you're thinking of a great, delicious treat, but they're things that are going to support overall health and well-being. Other superfoods that I use on the regular every single day, like I have meal replacement shakes, Rysogenics every single day, and these are nutrient-dense, full of vitamins and minerals, and they support me. And so finding superfoods that really work for you are really, really important. The thing about most of the things I've mentioned, aside from Rysogenics just now, was these whole foods that are easy to consume. They support weight loss. They're going to make you feel full. They're vitamin dense. They're usually low calorie. And they're really, really helping with overall functioning. Not all foods are made equal. When we're thinking about superfoods, we're thinking about what is the content? What is that food providing us? Is it giving us life? Is it giving us energy? Is it giving things to support our overall functioning? Yes, there is times for that treat or that snack. Like, let's be real. I do love that buttermilk icing cupcake. Oh, love it. I could just eat the icing. In fact, when I was younger, I had a boyfriend. And for my birthday, he went out and bought cupcakes and icing and extra icing because I just love the icing. It's all I want. Now, can there be a time and a place for the super delicious foods that aren't the superfoods? Yeah, but not for every meal. For every meal, we want to include more of the whole foods that are easy to consume that support weight loss and overall weight management. Maybe you're not a huge whole food eater. Maybe it's not something you're used to, but I encourage you, you know, for 30 days, can you incorporate more foods into your diet that are going to promote your overall health? So blueberries, quinoa, wild salmon, kale, legumes, almonds, apples, avocado, broccoli, flax seeds, garlic, oats. These are some excellent, excellent sources of nutrient-dense foods that could help to fill you up and satiate you. So think if for 30 days you maybe switched out your morning bagel with some oatmeal, just see how you feel. Or for 30 days, if you switched out your mid-morning snack of a donut to an apple with 1 ounce of cheese, see how you feel. If maybe for your lunch snack or your lunch, you start incorporating wild salmon and quinoa with a side of broccoli, maybe in place of that sandwich or something like that. Like, just see for 30 days, if you were to switch out a little bit of this for a little bit of that, does it increase your overall brain functioning? Do you feel better in life? Does it allow for faster repair, recovery, and growth? You know, do you feel more energized? And just see, who knows? Maybe the super delicious foods are more better for you. Or maybe some of these superfoods are going to make you feel better. And I don't know what's going to be best for you, but the only way to find out is to try and experiment. And these foods we know are more correlated with successful weight management and successful weight loss. So don't forget to design your meal plans in ways that are going to support your overall goals. So for example, if you know that you're always hungry mid-morning, well, design a snack that is nutrient rich, that maybe has a high volume of food with things that are going to be satiating. So that mid-morning snack, you know, maybe have an apple, have some broccoli, have some cheese, or maybe you could try something like Greek yogurt, which has that protein source, put some flax seeds in it. Maybe you could cut, or maybe put some blueberries in that. Then maybe, you could have a cup of blueberries, a tablespoon of flax seed, a cup of Greek yogurt. There you go. You have a great big snack for probably under 200 calories. And see if those kinds of things are satiating and feel good for you. They might not feel good for you. And I mean, only consume these if these are good for your diet. But just check it out. Do some experiments. Plan around it. Plan, maybe nighttime snack is your worst time. So, can you plan to have some almonds, being mindful of portions because almonds are higher in fat, and maybe plan for maybe you can have some almonds and maybe you could put them in some oats, or you could have some almonds, maybe some quinoa, or maybe some almonds with some blueberries. Probably not almonds with oats or almonds with quinoa. Probably then we're getting up too high in calorie count now that I'm saying that out loud. But again, maybe you could have some almonds with an apple, or some almonds with some blueberries, or some almonds maybe with something else that is going to provide you some volume to get you through those times where you're feeling hungry, and just experiment with those times you're hungry, implementing in some superfoods to see if they make you feel better than having something that's quicker or maybe easier or what you've been doing all along. I encourage you to play with superfoods and make the things that are quick and easy. I mean, you can always make a huge batch of quinoa and store it in your fridge. Making some salmon, maybe in a sous vide, which is just a temperature regulator that you put on in a pot of water and it just keeps it going at that same temperature. So you can leave it on for a little while longer and forget about it if you need to and have it cooking when you're not paying attention. I mean, really, you can eat apples. Those are quick and easy. Blueberries, quick and easy. None of these things take a lot of preparation time. So you can make the superfoods quick and easy as well. So I encourage you to start switching out some this for that, switching out the foods that maybe aren't as nutrient dense and maybe aren't supporting your weight loss, weight management goals, and putting in some of the superfoods just as an experiment to see what happens.
Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions, so please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.